I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Millions of people use file sharing networks to swap music or movies or computer programs online, legally or illegally. Now, a federal appeals court has ruled that the makers of peer-to-peer software, that's what they use to do these swaps, that these makers are not responsible for what the users do with the software. And that is making the entertainment industry very unhappy. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in New York is New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon. Bob, what does all this mean?
Well, both sides say it doesn't mean that swapping files Napster style is legal, that this ruling doesn't change that. But it seems likely that'll continue to bring a wink and a nod from a lot of people who use these services under such names as Grokster and Streamcast. Those are the ones that were named in the lawsuit by music and movie makers. These systems are a little different than Napster, which used central servers that were easier to shut down. In the case of these other systems, the federal appeals court judges say the structure of these newer networks makes it impossible for their creators to exercise control over the people who use them for whatever purpose. Ostensibly, they're out there to swap files that are legal to share, such as material that's considered to be in the public domain, Shakespearean plays, for example. Need a copy of Much Ado About Nothing, Alex?
Well, I don't. When you say Napster file sharing, that is that style of file sharing, as opposed to what is it that they say is legal? It's a little puzzling, I have to say. But big news in the tech world, we know, because a Tech World writer called us up today and said, this is huge.
It is. This is a lot like that prickly argument about gun control. Is it guns that kill people or people who kill people? The creators of these networks argued that there are plenty of legitimate uses for file swapping networks. A lawyer for Streamcast framed it this way. He said, people who make crowbars aren't held responsible for robberies that might be committed with crowbars. And they also point out that many leading video game companies and independent recording companies have used these networks to generate interest in their works. They put them out there and hopefully will make other sales.
Right.
So even though the major labels and studios contend file sharing has badly hurt their sales, there are other signs to the contrary.
What, next step?
It's generally expected that the music and movie industries will appeal, but the judges who ruled in this case say we're living in a quicksilver technological environment that requires clear lines to be drawn by lawmakers. So this is a real legal quagmire, and it could take a long time to resolve. Today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a look at whether there's a financial windfall or a fallout at the Athens Olympics.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. And Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media.